And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
While you are all so dedicated and determined, not all commanders are objective. Not every single commander necessarily wants women in the force. Not every single commander believes what a sexual assault is. Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape, because they merge all of these crimes together.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was mine.
Today was a new low in the left-wing assault upon the United States of America and its military. Obama and his radical feminist Khmer Rouge, today tried to usurp the United States military command structure and literally steal the military away from the military. Welcome to the Savage Nation. This is one of the most depressing stories I've ever covered. You have girls who have never been in the military. You can hear Kirsten Gillibrand's voice. You can hear that of just an overgrown 17-year-old child, a college girl, telling the commanders of our military at a time when radical Islam is at our door that they should pay more time and more attention to so-called sexual assaults in the military, which are invented in most cases, because a sexual assault, according to the radical feminists, can be as simple as, honey, you're cute. And they're spending more time on this garbage than on one, prosecuting Muslim Major Nidal Hassan, who killed 13 and wounded 32 at Fort Hood. Two, investigating the fiery deaths of 20 Navy SEALs aboard an old helicopter. Who put them on that helicopter? Three, the penetration of radical Islam into the military, into the CIA, into the FBI, and into DHS. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have Colonel Alan West on the program to give us his opinion about Obama's Khmer Rouge, his radical femmes, spending more time on this sexual assault garbage than on these three important topics that I have mentioned. There was a hearing today on removing commanders from the chain of command so that radical feminists can take over the military. It's unbelievable to me. We all knew this would happen. First they scream, let us in. We just want to be with the men. The next thing you know, they're telling us that the men are handling them in an inappropriate manner. The next thing we hear is that they're raping them by looking at them the wrong way or being actual men. It's getting sickening. But this is what happens in a country when a radical communist military takes over. When a radical communist regime, rather, takes over the country. And make no mistake about it, I don't care whether you call them a Democrat, a progressive, a socialist. It really doesn't make any difference to me. Right now, the United States is on a downward spiral in every sphere of operation. Every sphere of government is under assault by the radical academic left that is trying to take over the military right now. You can call it deconstruction. You can call it anything you'd like. But I watch those hearings with disgust. Now, I'm not a big fan of General Dempsey. I think he's a classic politician. I think he would sell his troops down the river to advance his own career in a heartbeat, and I've seen him do it, in my opinion. I have no faith in any of the military command structure at all anymore. Not after the deaths of 20 Navy SEALs with no investigation and no outcry, which I covered in detail, in fiction, in my novel, A Time for War. And I'm not selling you a book. I'm selling you on a truth that must result in a major hearing. But instead of a hearing today on who put those Navy SEALs on that helicopter, we saw military chiefs grilled on so-called sexual assault. Instead of seeing the military chiefs grilled on the penetration of radical Islam into the military, into the CIA, into the FBI, into DHS, I hear about this garbage, which is coming from the top down. Make no mistake about it. This is coming from Radical-in-Chief himself, the trickster at the top of the food chain. And he's using his Khmer Rouge, his radical femmes, to try to take over the military with these claims. I have no question for you. We can move on. I just wanted to tell you what is going on in the world in the Savage Nation, in your Savage or One Savage Nation, what's going on. We then had McCain taking the side of the radical femmes. McCain, of course, is a sad man. McCain is a man who looks like he suffers from the Stockholm syndrome and has for his entire life. He took the side of those trying to usurp the military. Listen to clip 23.
Obviously, we are here today to determine how the Department of Defense can most effectively reduce instances of sexual assault and ensure that offenders are held accountable. Our witnesses have characterized the problem as a crisis and a cancer.
Oh, yeah,
the threat
right.
is the very
oh, yeah, it's a bigger cancer than radical Islam. Yeah, it's a bigger cancer than the imams preaching to your boys.
To and said her daughter wanted to join.
Oh, turn them off. This doddering old fool get us all killed. This doddering old moron just went to Syria and was posing with Al-Qaeda. This doddering old moron, this warmongering fool. So I'll move on. I want to show you what your great president is doing with a little child, a little kid who wants a lung transplant. Your military is under assault by the radicals under Obama, and so is your healthcare system. Now, all you liberals laughed at us when we evil right-wingers warned you that there'd be death panels with Obamacare. We warned you that. Now there's a 10-year-old girl, Sarah, who wants a lung transplant in order to live. But Catherine Sebelius, Dr. Strangelove, I call her, said she can't have a lung transplant because it must be offered, such lungs must be offered first to people over the age of 12. Listen to clip one.
10-year-old Sarah Murnahan wants to be a singer, but she needs a lung transplant to live. Her parents, who provided this video, have been with her constantly while she waits at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Sarah was born with cystic fibrosis. Organ donation rules require adult lungs to be offered first to people over the age of 12. Sarah's parents say it's not fair.
No, it's not fair, but of course, if you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. In this case, it's a 10-year-old child, because the omelet is called Obamacare. Now, you liberals are all older. Most of you liberals are over 40. You're going to need health care. You're going to face death panels. That's right. The very people you entrusted with your life are going to tell you what Catherine Sebelius said today. We have it at the bottom of clip three. I can't wait for the whole clip, Neil. It should have been cut out, where she says, "I would suggest, sir, that, again, this is an incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies." Did you hear that? That is your chairman of HHS. She said someone lives and someone dies. In other words, everything we right-wingers warned you about, because we see things much clearer than you so-called progressives, is coming to pass. There are death panels. Sebelius concurred. There are death panels. You will face a death panel when you need a lung transplant, a liver transplant, a drug to suppress your immune system so that chemotherapeutic agents might work to suppress a cancer. You're going to face a death panel, not of doctors, but of government bureaucrats of the type who just harassed reporters, just harassed the conservatives in this country. Listen to what she said today. Play it now.
Well, I would suggest, sir, that... Again, this is an incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
Someone lives and someone dies. You hear that snotty? You hear the snotty feminist, Sebelius, who is now running HHS? She is now the czar of which children live and which children die. Play it again. Play it again so the idiots hear it. Play it again.
I would suggest, sir, that... Again, this is an incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
I just can't stand these arrogant, breezy people in the Obama administration. Everything is a smart answer. Everything is a legalistic answer from these Nazi-like cretins. KSFO, Vince, you're first up on the Savage Nation. Go on.
Oh, well, thanks for taking the call. Michael, I was in the military about 25 years ago, and I was labeled as a troublemaker because when I had to sit through the briefings about affirmative action, which was followed up by equal opportunity, I was confused as hell, and I would ask the question, how can you have, they're just, you can't have one, you can't have both of them together, right? You either have affirmative action or you have equal opportunity.
That's right. Yeah. With affirmative action means some animals are more equal than others. That's what affirmative action means. In other words, if you're not a Christian, heterosexual, white male, you are definitely going to move ahead faster. Okay, but you're saying you were called a troublemaker for daring to question affirmative action in the military 25 years ago?
Well, yeah.
All right, got it. Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, and it's not the club of growth. It's the club of the Khmer Rouge. If you get a comment on the military assault by Obama's Khmer Rouge, his radical feminist Khmer Rouge, or if you get a comment upon Catherine Sebelius of HHS saying that someone lives and someone dies, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We're open for business. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know what? Ask my listeners what I value most as a consumer. Great products, great customer service, and great value, which is what I got from Blinds.com. Look, not only did they save me a bundle on my kitchen blinds, but they've come up with an exciting new way to help you lower your energy costs this summer. It's true. Their beautiful insulating honeycomb cell shades can significantly lower indoor temps on hot days. Think of the AC savings. And like all of their window coverings, you could transform any room in about 20 minutes by yourself. Of course, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. Even if you mismeasured, doubtful, they'll remake it for free. This month, save an extra 20% on select insulating honeycomb cell shades. And if you really hurry, you'll also get a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on many of their most popular products. Get free color samples, you get free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com. Where prices crush home improvement store prices, go to Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-827-0407. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes. Leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Okay, so traffic, Concord eastbound 4, Bailey have a crash, overturned car, injuries involve traffic back up towards Highway 242. Northbound 101, Ralston Avenue off-ramp blocked by a crash there, bumper to bumper from Woodside Road. Southbound 101, it's slow into San Jose, pretty much from Highway 237 down to Oakland Road. And westbound 237 backed up from Lawrence Expressway as you head towards southbound Highway 85. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Golfsmith and TaylorMade want to help you give Dad the best Father's Day ever with exclusive deals on the hottest gear in golf. Give the game-changing TaylorMade R1 driver and get $50 instant savings, plus a $25 Golfsmith gift card. Save $100 instantly on any 8-piece Rocket Blades iron set and score a $50 Golfsmith gift card, because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first is going to be Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do? I think about this stuff, and I know you do as well. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or online, don'tinvestandforget.com. On the next morning show, best-selling author Ed Klein joins us to talk about the relationship between Barack Obama and Hillary. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Today, Obama's Khmer Rouge, his radical feminists, and fellow travelers tried to take over the United States military through the back door by focusing on so-called sexual assaults in the military, which they've created into a false epidemic. This started with the fish, the head of the fish. As you well know, a fish rots from the head down. And the left-wing government that is running this country off the rails. Whether you know it or not, you may think you have them on the ropes with the IRS and the reporter thing. I told you they had bigger fish to fry. I told you they would do things you wouldn't even believe they would do. You think they've stopped? You think you got Obama on the ropes? You have no idea who you're dealing with. Marx and Lenin would be less to fear than Obama and Axelrod. Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin would be less to fear than Obama and Axelrod. You have no idea what is going on in your own country. They spend all day on this fraudulent sexual assault business, on an epidemic that is made up from the bottom up. A guy could say, honey, you're cute. That's called a sexual assault. A guy could ask a female out. That's considered sexual assault if she wants to bring a man down. I know what's going on. Instead of talking about Major Nidal Hassan, the Muslim fanatic who killed 13 and wounded 30 or so at Fort Hood, his case has not yet been brought to trial. They've let him delay the trial, one delay after another. Instead of investigating the fiery deaths of 20 Navy SEALs who were sent to their deaths aboard an old helicopter, instead of investigating the penetration of radical Islam into the military, the CIA, the FBI, and DHS, our military chiefs were grilled by a group of Khmer Rouge radical feminists today on so-called sexual assault cases in an attempt to usurp and take the military away from the military. It's beyond comprehension. I've never seen anything like this. And then we have the death panel story. Sebelius says, no lungs for the little girl, age 10. Some will live and some will die. Play Sebelius if you got that ready to
go.
Well,
I would suggest, sir, that this is a
Miss Breezy
incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
Where did all these hard women come from? Where did all these mean, lack of compassion, miserable human beings come from? Whether it's the head of DHS or HHS, where did these miserable, mean, inhuman women come from? Where'd they come from? Mike on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I have to say, I think if you're trying to find an example of the death panels, the idea of Sebelius' comments are probably not your best option. And I'd ask all your listeners to put themselves in the following position. You've got a limited supply of organs. You only have a limited number of lungs. And you have the difficult, and as Sebelius said, agonizing decision of trying to come up with the decision of if there's one lung and 10 people who want it, who gets it. And it's heartbreaking to think there's an 11-year-old who needs it. There's also a 15-year-old who needs it, a 20-year-old needs it, a 30-year-old who needs it, all of which I think we'd be very sad if they didn't get the lung. So someone has to make a decision, and they found that people who are under 12 years old are less likely to be able to survive the surgery, less likely to be able to survive the medication. And so they say, well, if we have this lung, let's give it to someone who has the best chance of surviving with it.
Okay, it makes medical sense, but it doesn't make human sense. That's the problem.
What?
I'm aware of what... By the way, I agree with everything you just said. The survival rate of a child with a transplanted lung is quite low. And my guess is, though, I'll put it to you this way, Mike. What if we had a Muslim in Guantanamo who needed a lung? Do you think that they would bend the rules for the Muslim interned at Guantanamo to make certain that we're seen well in the Islamic world?
Why are you changing the subject? Why can't you...
Well, I just asked you. You're telling me that this system never bends the rules and bypasses the rules for special cases?
Tragically, every case that needs a lung transplant is special. That's why they have very strict rules.
No, I understand that. But what if we had a Muslim terrorist on Guantanamo who needed a liver transplant? Wouldn't they put him at the top of the list to show how compassionate we are? You know they would. And you also know that they've bent the rules before, and they could have bent the rules again for this child. And they won't bend the rules because they're showing us what's coming under the radical socialist Obamacare that's coming.
No, they're not bending the rules because they don't want a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old who has a much higher chance of surviving to die just because...
Then why have we read of cases where people incarcerated for life for rape or whatever were given liver transplants? How does that figure? Why should they be put on the list at all?
What case? You're making up cases now.
No, I'm not making up cases, doctor. I mean, I'm an epidemiologist by training, and I read the literature quite... readily, which you ought to do once in a while to get away from your busy practice, because if you look into the epidemiological literature, you'll find out that livers have been given to people in prison.
They have.
My point is
rules.
Is that the rules have been bent before on transplants. Why would they not bend the rules in this case? Is the question.
I don't think they've ever bent the rules. Do you have any examples where they've bent the rules?
Well, no. All you've got to do is do a quick Medline search, and you'll find the answer. Do a Medline search. Prisoners and transplants. You'll get your answer, Doc.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox on Talk 560 KSFO, Paseo Padre Parkway in southern Fremont near Chadbourne. Still shut down because of an earlier fatal accident. A car lost control, hit a tree, a toddler was killed, and two adults have been seriously injured. Taking a look at the roadways right now, westbound 152 still shut down in southern Santa Clara County because of a grass fire there. Northbound 101, Ralston Avenue off-ramp, that's blocked by an accident. Have an accident westbound 580 in the MacArthur Maze. That one, they're trying to get off to the right shoulder. Eastbound 4, entering at Railroad Avenue, have a crash being reported. Slow traffic in the South Bay, southbound 101 from 237 down to Oakland Road. Several problems along the way. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Mike's Bikes. Now through June 30th, Mike's Bikes makes it easy to get rolling on your dream bike. Ride now and pay later with 12-month interest-free financing at all 11 Mike's Bikes NorCal stores. Details at mikesbikes.com. Mike's Bikes is America's largest local bike shop.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
On the next morning show, best-selling author Ed Klein joins us to talk about the relationship between Barack Obama and Hillary. Whistleblower Wednesday, join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
While you are all so dedicated and determined, not all commanders are objective. Not every single commander necessarily wants women in the force. Not every commander believes what assault is. Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape. Because they merge all of these crimes together.
This is a U.S. senator. It sounds like a college chick in a dorm. But unfortunately and sadly, this is the state of our Congress today. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was the leader of a campaign to usurp the chiefs of the U.S. military, take away their command structure, and turn it over to a group of Khmer Rouge under Barack Obama. I told you that, you see, you're focused on the IRS and the harassment of the reporters, which is a good thing. I warned you what Axelrod and Obama were likely to do, which is to go after some bigger fish. And you thought you had Obama on the ropes. You have no idea. They will not be happy till I decimate every aspect of this country. Colonel Alan West, welcome to the Savage Nation. Been a long time. How are you, my friend?
Dr. Savage, I'm doing very well, and my wife, Angela, and the girls send their best to you and your wife.
Well, thank you. Remember when you were at our house in Florida years ago. But listen, I got very upset today as a non-military man. When I watched these Khmer Rouge feminists try to take over the military, this looked like an attempted coup to me, Colonel West.
No, you're absolutely right, and that's a big concern that I have, because when you start to get, you know, I understand civilian oversight of the military. We all understand that as officers and who serve in uniform. But when you start to have this interjection of, political, will against, the military good order and discipline, where you start to try to usurp the commander's authority and, I guess, replace it with some type of political, legal officers and things of that nature. Then the next thing you know, it goes from just dealing with this, you know, sexual assault thing to, you know, making decisions on the battlefield. But
thank you, exactly. And that's exactly what they're doing.
There is an assault against the United States military. We've seen
yes.
it with the lifting of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You know, the thing about the military is that we conform personal behavior to the military. When the military now is being told they have to conform to personal behavior, that takes you down a very bad path. When you understand a guy like Mikey Weinstein, who is meeting with officials in the Department of Defense.
Oh, don't mention his name. This man is single-handedly pulling the military into the gutter.
Yeah.
I don't know how the man is not stopped. He has done more damage to the military than, let us say, our worst enemy in my estimation.
No, you're
He's a single man who is borderline psychotic in my estimation. He's a diehard fanatic atheist. And he's on the warpath against the U.S. military, and no one has been able to stop the psycho.
Well, I believe that right now you don't have people that really understand, you know, national security and defense. When you look at the decimation of the readiness of the military, the morale, you know, there may be a problem without a doubt with sexual assault. But look, one of the things...
Wait, hold it. Colonel West, let's stop right there. Let's start with the realities. Am I mistaken in assuming the following? When you say sexual assault, according to the new liberal interpretation of such a phrase, does that not include, hey, honey, let's go for a beer? Could she turn him in and say that was a sexual assault because it was an unwanted advance?
Well, she could. I mean, that's...
All right. So amongst the 23,000 so-called cases that the commander-in-chief Obama talked about two weeks ago at a commencement address, how many of them are fraudulent claims? We don't know, do we?
No, we don't. And furthermore, Dr. Savage, we don't know how many of them are female against male, you know, sexual assaults or same-sex sexual assaults. So we don't have those numbers either.
But why are we focused on such trivial nonsense instead of a congressional hearing, a Senate hearing? A Senate hearing on the deaths of the 20 Navy SEALs who were sent to their deaths aboard that helicopter, an old helicopter. Or on Major Nadal Hassan, why he's not been prosecuted and put to death yet, the Fort Hood massacre, or the penetration of radical Islam into the military. That's what I would like to see a hearing on instead of this rubbish.
Well, that's the difference between the Senate Armed Services Committee, which, of course, you have Harry Reid and Democrat leadership, as opposed to the House Armed Services Committee, where you would have more poignant questions. You know, you have the hearings about Benghazi. I don't think you've had that over on the Senate Armed Services side of the House. So there is a big difference in who is the majority in those respective houses, being the House of Representatives or the Senate.
But this is why I'm making such an issue of it. When I saw military chiefs grilled on sexual assault, when I know most of the sexual assault cases are invented, I know it for a fact. You know it and I know it. You can change the definition of anything to turn it into something it isn't. And when you start saying that, asking a woman out on a date, and her saying, oh, I didn't want to go on a date with him, I felt threatened, I felt uncomfortable, they're now calling that sexual assault. Where does this end? It ends with the death of the military. It ends with the military in the hand of the Khmer Rouge under Obama.
Well, it's interesting because once upon a time, you know, you had some very strict regulations as far as interaction between males and females, you know, and once upon a time, officers could not have anything to do with enlisted, you know, ranks.
You mean until Bill Clinton came along?
Like during the time of Bill Clinton and Claudia Kennedy, who was a major general at the time, I think a lieutenant general, actually, they started to try to break down those, you know, those separations. And now they're starting to talk about, you know, too much of this assault, too much, you know, unnecessary relations. But then ask yourself, well, then why would you want to put women into combat arms units and the infantry units and fighting units?
That's a furtherance of the leftist takeover of the military. That's why they're trying to push women into forward placement combat units. What are women going to do in the Navy SEALs or the U.S. Marines in an advanced base in an outpost? If a guy leans over and says, can I have a smoke on your cigarette, while they're sitting there with a machine gun, what are they going to call that, a sexual assault?
Well, that's one of the big problems. You know, unfortunately, there are some that believe G.I. Jane is not just a movie, it's something that could actually be implemented. And there may be exceptions to the rule, but you should not make a change in the standards, which I think is what you've heard General Martin Dempsey talk about doing, just so that they can meet some social reengineering goal or egalitarian goal of the left, the liberal progressives.
Colonel West, I have a couple of questions for you that are military related that have been troubling me. The number one on my list, which I devoted my novel A Time for War to, and I want to send you a copy at the end of the show, it opens with the downing of the helicopter in Afghanistan a few years ago, where 20 or so Navy SEALs went to their fiery deaths. We were told that they were shot down by an RPG. I don't believe a word of it, meaning I don't know why they were shot down. I don't know how they were shot down. Isn't it unusual to have put all those SEALs into a single helicopter on an assault mission?
Well, Dr. Savage, I can tell you that I had the classified briefing, and a former constituents of mine, the Bonds, they lost their son, Aaron, in the extortion 17 shootdown. The real question is, who ordered for the quick reaction force to go out on a very slow Chinook type of helicopter into a hot zone? There was a firefight that had been going on for about 3 to 4 hours. They were not allowed to do any type of landing zone preparatory fires whatsoever. And the parents were told basically they did not want to, you know, offend the Taliban. There were no escort attack helicopters with Extortion 19. So there are a lot of questions about that mission, and the answers have not been forthcoming.
And I wonder why Senator Gillibrand is not concerned with the death of all those SEALs aboard that antiquated helicopter. And that's why I wrote A Time for War. I've tried to awaken America. Unfortunately, I failed. Frankly, I consider it one of my great failures that I have not been able to awaken the public interest in the military. And frankly, Colonel West, I can tell you right now, most Americans who listen to my show are not interested in the subject. They could give they could care less about the military. They, of course, there's a dedicated few who listen, who understand the existential battle we are involved in, with radical Islam at our door, inside all of our organizations, literally dictating to our military commanders who are too frightened to say a word to them. I don't know how much longer this country can hold. Do you have the same dire fear that I do, that this whole thing could implode in our lifetime under Obama?
Well, I do. My biggest concern is that 2016 is a very important election cycle. We cannot continue on with the more liberal, progressive, socialist leadership in this country. And if we are to reverse this trend, it has to be with a true, you know, conservative that understands national security, foreign policy, and that the most important responsibility of the federal government is to provide for the common defense so we can secure the blessings of liberty.
Well, we know it's not going to be Chris Christie in that role. We understand that. I know it's a sore point, but Colonel West, you know that I'm a great admirer of your military background. I know that you're third generation military, if I'm not mistaken. You've dedicated your life to this country, and yet the Republican Party gerrymandered your district to drive you out of the party. That's how I read it. Are you planning on running again? I hope you are.
I doubt that in the state of Florida, where we had a supermajority of Republicans in the House and the Senate and a Republican governor, why was I redistricted out of the district that I won back for the Republican Party? Someone's got to answer that question.
So you were gerrymandered out?
Oh, yeah, there is no doubt about that. I mean, everyone knows that I was drawn out of the district that I won for the Republicans.
Well, why would the Republicans throw you out? Because you were too radical, meaning you were too much of a conservative nationalist, or what? Well, what was it they were afraid of? I mean, you were very popular, even in liberal districts. I know it for a fact. You went into very liberal Jewish districts in Boca Raton that had voted Democrat, 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 and they loved you.
Well, I had never served in the state House or state Senate, and I never, you know, taken the time to go up to Tallahassee and, I guess, kiss the proverbial ring. So I didn't pay my homage, and I guess there were some within the party establishment and power structure there in Tallahassee that did not like who I was and what I represented. And there are questions that have to be answered. I'm not concerned about it, but a lot of constituents are.
You said you would not answer the question of whether you're going to run again. I don't know if I heard that.
No, I will run again. There's no doubt about it. But not in the 2014 cycle. I will look to run again in the 2016 cycle. There are a lot of things that I feel that I can do by, you know, trying to make sure that Obama does not get back the House and Senate in this midterm election, and that's one of my primary goals. And
what are you doing right now? You're a political commentator on Fox and a few other places, but are you with an organization, Colonel West?
Yes, I'm working with PJ Media, and we have an internet news TV program called NextGeneration.TV. You can go to www.nextgeneration.tv. Fox News has granted me the opportunity to be a contributor for them, and so I get a chance to, you know, once again, articulate and assess this current situation. Just finished a book that will now go into the editing process. I will never be able to catch up to you. But for old
hey, let me tell you, Colonel West, I can't catch up to me.
we're staying very busy and speaking all over the country, and it is important to me that we hand off a better America to my daughters than what my parents handed to me.
Colonel West, last question of the day. Are you as optimistic as I am that the American people have had enough of this radical leftist regime and that they're going to throw the bums out in the midterm elections? I see a landslide coming. What do you see?
Well, I believe so. I believe right now the American people do not want President Obama to have full reign and power here in Washington, D.C. for his last 2 years like he had in his first 2 years. Because the IRS scandals, the AP James Rosen scandals, Benghazi, Extortion 17, it just this is not a transparent administration. But the important thing is that you have to show a contrast. If you think that you can win by being a lesser version of the other side, then you're not going to be successful.
Amen. Absolutely right. By the way, when are you coming to San Francisco?
Shoot, I think Nancy Pelosi would have me shot on sight if I can.
Why don't you come into Indian country and walk around the streets with me?
Hey, but
but I suggest if you come to San Francisco, come with a flower in your hair.
Be on the lookout for me.
Colonel West, thank you very much. The time is, I finally feel good today. It's 48 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to The Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Days of traffic westbound 152 Pacheco Pass still shut down because of a grass fire nearby. Have an accident eastbound 580 Grant Line Road as you go over the Altamont Pass. Looks like the right lane blocked there. Southbound 101 before Highway 880 crash off to the side. Traffic still slow and go from Lawrence Expressway. Southbound northbound 101 at Bellum Boulevard in San Rafael. A crash with injuries. They've just pushed that off to the right side. Eastbound 92, Clawwater, car fire. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe, a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's one day, my friends. Brian Sussman here to tell you that many homes, especially older homes, were built with galvanized pipes which rust and deteriorate over time. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded or frozen in the shower from someone turning on a sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand-new residential tankless water heater. That's a $1,600 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. PlumbingTechAndRepipe.com.
La, la, la. After a super stay at La Quinta, you know what business traveler Barry Sullivan does?
On your budget, others will give you this. But I can give you this.
He gives them more bang for their buck. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com.
Have barrels of fun with your stay at Skyline Inn in Niagara Falls. Enjoy Falls View indoor water park passes and more for $85 off at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their client to buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed that only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. More than half the fund managers don't invest their own money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Well, ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same funds he's told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, I would suggest, sir, that, this is a incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
Unbelievable to me. All these tough, mean, inhuman women. Who would have thought? Gee, I thought women were more compassionate than men. Don't you remember the year of the woman? I think it was 94 or somewhere around then when the likes of the compassionate Dianne Feinstein arose from the gutters of San Francisco, or the likes of Barbara Boxer arose from the swamps of Marin County. We were told that women would bring compassion and humanity to an all-male body. And now we have this hard broad, Catherine Sebelius. Someone lives and someone dies. Thumbs down on you, sir. Let your 10-year-old go to hell. Gail WMAL, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi, Michael. Pleasure to speak with you. As a mother of a 14-year-old boy who has cystic fibrosis, I am just sickened and outraged by Kathleen Sebelius' comments. I hope that she, you know, doesn't upset the CF community too bad. It makes me sick because they want, Obama and his administration want stricter gun control laws so we can save one child's life. But yet, they can't save a little child.
Wow, is that ever poignant? Is that poignantly true?
Yes.
No, I think we need bureaucrat control rather than gun control. I, for one, would like to see Catherine Sebelius thrown out of office for what she said. Some will live and some will die. But look, we warned people that with Obamacare we would have death panels, didn't we? And unfortunately, it's going to come to pass. Now, I realize that there are a limited number of organs for transplant. This is no, there's no question about that. Let's be realistic. But I've seen the rules bent. I have seen liver transplants given to people who are in prison for life, who committed some of the most horrendous crimes you could imagine. Why should we be giving organs to prisoners in prison for life? Tell me why.
It's not right. Little children, you know, who are innocent, you know, don't...
And let me you saw what I... Maybe you heard what I said to the doctor at the beginning of the show. I said, you're telling me the rules haven't been bent? What if we had a Muslim prisoner at Gitmo who suddenly needed a lung transplant? You and I both know he'd be put at the top of the list. Don't you agree?
Of course. Of course.
Why, and why would Obama do that? To show what a compassionate man he is to the international community and to the Arab street. No, I'm sick of this administration. They are as brutal and as mean as they look.
Make a good point.
Gail, let's pray to God your child and you never have to face such a cold-hearted monster as Catherine Sebelius, who says someone lives and someone dies. It sounded like a Caesar in the Roman arena. She's going to decide? She is going to decide? She should be dismissed for a comment. If that was a white male in the head of DHS, let's say a white fat male looks like Christie, and they ask him over this lung transplant, blah, 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 and he says, you know what, someone has to live. It's sad, but someone has to live and someone has to die. Tell me that there wouldn't be calls for his head. But you know that there's a double, triple, quadruple standard in this sick nation of ours. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Dan, go ahead. You're up in the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage, I mean, I disagree with you in that. No, we're gone. This country's gone. We've been subsumed into this worldwide system. They're just waiting to pull the trigger on this thing. What was really good about your last talk with the colonel there was it was uplifting because it's nice to hear people call things for what they are and to be really and to give a historical basis and a rational basis for why they believe what they believe. The problem that you have is that I don't think a lot of people understand all the illusions, the flower in the hair, and all the other Cincinnatus and so forth. I love that about it because you explain things in a foundational way. You lay the foundation.
Well, I'm a highly educated man with many advanced degrees, including a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. And the fact of the matter is this is often lost on the masses who are more interested in whose skirt fell off at the Academy Awards than the Khmer Rouge taking over the United States of America. They wouldn't even know what the Khmer Rouge is. You know that, don't you?
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There goes my heart. There goes the one I love. There goes the girl.
Can you go right to the clip 22 in the middle of this?
While you are all so dedicated and determined, not all commanders are objective. Not every single commander necessarily wants women in the force. Not every single commander believes what a sexual assault is. Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape because they merge all of these crimes together.
This is your country today. The Khmer Rouge, meaning the radical femmes, have taken over virtually every avenue of government. And now, no, that was not a little girl in the neighborhood trying to stand up and sound like a big girl. That, unfortunately, was a United States Senator, Catherine Gillibrand, full of righteous indignation over an alleged epidemic of sexual assaults in the military. Now, if I modify definitions, I can make anything into anything. So if you have a sexual assault, can be, hey, hon, how about a dinner? Hey, hon, you're cute. Hey, hon, I like your lipstick. And if the girl says, you know what, I didn't want that said to me, that's a sexual assault. This is all part of the plan of the radical left to gain control of the military through the false canard of sexual assault. Of course, rapes are disgusting, and of course, rape should be punished, in my opinion, by death. Real rape should be punished by castration or incarceration for life. I said real rape, not fake rape, not invented rape. Not imaginary rape, not fake date rape, not the morning after rape. I mean real rape. But you know what's going on. It's been used now for how many years now since Penelope came along? So that's what they're wasting their time with, Senator Gillibrand. She wants to take over the military now. So that's one topic. The other is that poor child who is online for a lung, and they don't want to give it to her because they say that there are people ahead of the 10-year-old on the line, and adults have a higher chance of survival with a lung transplant, so they want to save it for a kid 15 or an adult. But that's not the whole story. The whole story is that we warned you. We on the right wing, we evil right-wingers, while you are saluting Commandante Obama with his socialist medicine, socialized medicine, as Commandante Obama and his consigliere Nancy Pelosi were pushing you into socialized medicine. We were warning you there'd be death panels, and we were mocked, we were laughed at, and now you see the death panel. Here's, again, Health and Human Services Secretary in one of the most chilling comments I've ever heard of bureaucrats. I mean, of course they're all mean and tough. We understand that. They're all mean and heartless. That's why they're bureaucrats. Normal people wouldn't go into the government to begin with. They're not like you and I. Bureaucrats are not like you and I. Basically, they're heartless careerists. Listen to HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius when she's pressed on this transplant.
Well, I would suggest, sir, that, again, this is an incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
Yeah, someone lives and someone dies. Take a walk, will you? Take a walk. If it was one of my friends, I guarantee you should be put at the top of the list. I guarantee if it was one of her friends, they would jump the list. Now listen to clip four when Representative Lou Barletta puts that monster Sebelius in her place. Listen.
Sarah's case is different. Doctors have said that she could survive with an adult lung. It can be modified to save her life. Why wouldn't we do it? Why we do so much bull crap around this place and we have the chance to save someone's life and because of some kind of... there's no logic to this.
40 people in your home state
but she would be
are
first,
waiting on...
but she would be
sir,
first.
There are 40 people in the highest acuity list waiting for a lung in Pennsylvania.
At the top of that list.
Mm-hmm. Now listen to the next thing in clip five of Sarah's mother talking with the media in clip five.
She worries that she's dying because she's not... she's a smart kid. And she says to me, Mommy, will I wake up tomorrow morning? Rules are meant to be broken. My child's not a statistic. She's a person.
She says, I'm so sorry. I know this isn't what you wanted to hear. It is in her legal authority. We're going to let a kid die over red tape? Somebody needs to stand up and say this isn't right. This is a human issue. This isn't politics. This is a human issue.
You can't say it's a human issue to Catherine Sebelius. You're dealing with a cyborg, not a human being, in my estimation. These are the people who would have been very comfortable following orders. I was just following orders. Listen to clip six now.
It tugs at my heart. It's not a perfect system. There is no perfect system. It's the best we can do right now. If I change the system to give Sarah an advantage, there's another patient, very likely an adolescent, who then gets a disadvantage.
Right, doctor. You're very good. And did you take a course in ethics when you went to Harvard Medical School, Dr. Sweet? I'm sure you took a course in medical ethics taught by some other monster, another killer, another child killer. You ever see who teaches medical ethics now in the medical schools? The sickest people in America are teaching medical ethics. They may as well teach legal ethics to lawyers, this type. Listen, I understand this quite well, probably more well than you can imagine. And I'm not going to go into personally why. I'm not going to pull at your heartstrings with the story of my silent brother. It's in one of my I write many books. Should I be apologetic now about my books? Should I explain that I'm apologetic because I refer to books that I've written? No, I'm very proud of all of my books. My silent brother is a story in my family stories from last Christmas called Train Tracks. So I understand what's at stake with limited amounts of resources, limited amounts of organs. But I also know that the rules are bent. And I also know that prisoners have been given liver transplants. And I mean people incarcerated for life who've committed some of the most horrible crimes. And I also know that we spend millions of dollars a year on sex change surgery in prisons. Did you know that? Millions of dollars a year on so-called sex change surgery.
to placate the psychotic, a man who thinks he was born a woman. To me, it's pure psychosis. Or a woman thinks she was born a man and needs a man's body. Psychosis! I don't care that the doctors go along with it. The doctors are bigger nuts than the patients are. That's one man's opinion. I don't care whether it's in the DSM or not. Half these doctors belong in a nut house. So you have a crazy situation, crazy country, and then you got people trying to, like, save a child's life. And then going, well, you know what, get online. Get online. So we warned you there'd be death panels. All you smug liberals on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, I could just hear you if you're listening to me right now. Say, who the heck is this guy? What's he railing about? I'm railing about you, Mrs. You, Mr. and Mrs. University Academic with the house in Vermont. You're going to be judged by a death panel as sure as I'm sitting here. You can laugh at us right-wingers all you want, but it's the left who are going to kill you. They're the ones who are going to kill you. The same leftists who are trying to take away vitamins from vitamin stores and turn them into prescription drugs. The same radical leftists who are taking away soda, salt, fat, sugar, cigarettes, but tell you it's perfectly fine to smoke that toxic weed called marijuana. Oh, yes, it's toxic. You didn't read that, did you? Go check out toxins in marijuana. You'll find out you're giving yourself lung cancer. There are far more toxins in marijuana smoke than in cigarette smoke, but you're too smart to know that. You didn't read that in your university bulletin. There's a lot of things you just don't know, and there's a lot of things you just might learn if you did what you preach, which is open up your warped, twisted little minds. This is the Savage Nation, every night on your local affiliate. The phone number here is 855-407-2822. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that Rockstar parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now. And you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-888-TAX-DEAL.
TAXDEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year will cost us a little more than last year, but how exactly will the new economic policies affect all of us? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first will be on Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Join us again Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. No cost, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Bill and Kathleen from American Vision Windows.
For a limited time only, we are giving away a free upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows. Free installation, and you'll see instant savings on your utility bills.
Triple pane windows from American Vision Windows provide the highest level of protection against harmful UV rays, noise, dust, and pollen.
The upgrade to triple pane is free this month only. Call American Vision Windows today, 877-370-5779. Get free installation. Please call for details.
With American Vision Windows, you can keep the cool inside your home and keep the utility companies out of your wallet.
Get free installation and an upgrade from double pane to triple pane windows this month only. Call American Vision Windows and take advantage of this very special offer. 877-370-5779. That's 877-370-5779.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778326.
On the next morning show, best-selling author Ed Klein joins us to talk about the relationship between Barack Obama and Hillary. Whistleblower Wednesday, join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
I was challenged in the last hour by a doctor who called from WABC in New York to give him one example of inmates receiving organs, okay? And I thought that I was going to find in my research, my quick research, inmates who were in, you know, prison for life. But no, it's worse. Here's a headline from ABC News. Death row inmate seeks organ transplant. Death row inmate. Pay attention, doc. Thanks. It says, sometimes crime can pay even on death row if you're in need of a new kidney. Thanks to the state of Oregon, where the aura is gone, a law-abiding citizen in need of a kidney transplant may have to die so that death row prisoner Horacio Alberto Reyes Camarena can live. Reyes Camarena has been on Oregon's death row since 1996 when he was convicted of repeatedly stabbing 32 and 18-year-old sisters he met in a farm labor camp. The older woman survived 17 stab wounds to testify against him. Every year, as Reyes Camarena appeals his conviction in Oregon, which is struggling through budget cuts and having a tough time providing a basic education for its children and health care for its poorest citizens, it pays about $121,000 a year to keep Reyes Camarena on dialysis. Last month, his prison doctor determined he was a good candidate for a kidney transplant. I remember, he's on death row. With the state funding his medical care, Reyes Camarena could be placed on a transplant waiting list ahead of others who did not commit any crimes and become the state's first death row inmate to receive an organ transplant. In 1976, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that prisoners were entitled to the same medical and dental treatment as everyone else in their community. Prisons that withhold necessary care from inmates can be held liable for violating constitutional bans against cruel and unusual punishment. Now, let me pause right here in the article. That's where the shyster lawyers have come in. The lice with law degrees have jumped in California in particular. The shyster lice have jumped in and are suing the state of California because the health care of prisoners is not adequate. And the shysters learn this in the law schools. They pick different fields. One goes after the prisons. One goes after the military. One goes after the universities. One goes after the Ten Commandments. Another team of shysters goes out against. You got the picture. Shall I read the rest of the article? Reyes Camarena's case is not unprecedented. In California last year, a jailed felon received a heart transplant that cost taxpayers $1 million, and another inmate received a kidney that cost $120,000. In Georgia, A convicted murderer underwent heart bypass surgery costing $70,000. Shall I read on? Now, why would you want to keep alive a death row inmate? Answer, because of the shyster lawyers who would otherwise sue the system. Shall I go on? I'm not going to go on. I think it's as depressing as you can get. It just shows you, though, that the rules are bent, the rules can be bent. It's a matter of which side the shysters are on. But since the shysters are not on the side of 10-year-old children, most likely she will not get the lung. The shyster would rather give the money to a sexual predator on death row. That's my opinion. You don't like it? Go listen to NPR, where you'll hear Vivaldi music and think you're sophisticated. Go ahead. Go listen to Vivaldi and think you're intelligent and sophisticated on your way to the opera. Let's go to Justin in Texas on KLIF. Justin, thanks for holding. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, well,
Justin,
you hit it on the head earlier with the comments about the sexual assault in the military. As I told your screener, I spent 8 years in the infantry, 2001 through 2009. I never saw one of my guys or anybody that I worked with assault a female. You hit it on the head when you said that anything can be turned into sexual assault. And there is a big fear amongst the military in general, men and women. You say one comment, doctor, you're done. You're done. Your career.
I understand that. This is the method of the Khmer Rouge. This is how the KGB operates in America. You know, I'm a student of history, and all you got to do is watch movies of the Hunt for Red October, that type. And you saw that on a Soviet submarine of that era, there were largely female KGB officers on the sub. And their role was to make sure that everybody was politically correct. Anyone who dared say one negative word about anyone in the Politburo was called out, as in Nazi Germany, and probably taken out of the submarine and sent to the Gulag Archipelago. We're only a breath away from that because of this fraudulent canard called sexual assault, in one man's opinion. And Senator Gillibrand may think she's self-righteous, but she stinks to high heaven. She looks just like that KGB officer to me.
Oh, I agree, doctor. You hit it right on the head. I'm telling you, doctor, in the 80s.
I see what's going on. I know what they're doing. They're trying to pull the military down so that real men won't even go in it. You'll have a military made up of transgendered individuals, gays and lesbians, and then everyone will be real happy. And then there'll be no sexual assault, and we'll just have paradise on earth.
No, it's true, doctor. The last 2 years I was in, I served as a drill sergeant for Army Basic Training. And
oh, wow. You surprised you weren't arrested for treating the troops too difficult by yelling at them.
You really hit it right there.
Are you allowed to yell at them anymore and tell them to get up and do more push-ups or they're a wimp or they're like a... You can't call them names anymore, huh?
Oh, doctor, it's worse than you fear. I nearly lost my career. I ended up getting out after the 8 years. If a kid makes a complaint on you, you're done. And it doesn't...
Well, that's the way it was done in Mother Russia. Why should it be any different in Mother America under Commandante Obama? I mean, he didn't invent the system. That's the way it was done in Mother Russia and Mother Germany. In Mother Germany, young Nazi children, if they reported that their parents were not loyal to the Führer, what happened was is the Gestapo visited the parents. So it's on the same line as that. There's nothing new under the sun. It's just in a different form. It's a little more benign form of cancer. It's not the radical form of fascism, because it's coming from liberals, so it can't be fascistic. It's a polite form of, well, shall I say, social control. Thank you for the call, sir. You know, I remember when I was a young anthropologist, before I went on for my PhD, I had a master's degree in medical anthropology. And I loved reading literature in anthropology. I still do, as a matter of fact. And there was an obscure paper. I can't remember the author, the year. And it was something about medicine and social control in a village in the Philippines. And it was the first time I had encountered a medical article that talked about medicine, illness, etc., being used as a form of social control in a small village setting in the Philippines. And, of course, on a larger scale, what you have here is social control at every level under the radical Khmer Rouge that's now taking over the United States of America. This is what happens when a radical leftist government takes control in a country. Everything that is wrong is a result of this hyper desire to manipulate, control, and transform the country into something it was never intended to be. The man, of course, has noble ambitions.
Commandante Obama has very noble ambitions. It's to transform America. But as I wrote in Trickle Down Tyranny, transform it into exactly what, Commandante? What is your model? Is it Beijing? Is it Aleppo, Syria? Is it Cairo, Egypt? Is it Helsinki, Finland, Commandante? What do you mean transform it into what? Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. 428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fallon from Star Talk 560 KSFO. There was a fatal accident in Fremont at Paseo Padre Parkway this afternoon at Chadbourne. A car lost control, hit a tree, split in half. A toddler was killed. Two adults have been seriously injured. Thousands of people representing doctors, hospitals, and unionized health care workers rallied today at the Capitol against a 10% cut in the amount the state pays for medical reimbursements. They said today that they want Governor Brown and the legislature to restore the reimbursement rate for the coming fiscal year, which starts July 1st. Taking a look at traffic, we've got a grass fire being reported in Marin County, northbound 101 before Spencer Avenue off to the right side. Look for a possible lane shutdown when the fire department gets there. A multiple car crash eastbound 588 Grant Line. Everything's off to the right shoulder there, and still sluggish southbound 101 into San Jose in stretches from Lawrence Expressway to 880. I'm Dave Fowkes, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Sifting through all of my photos at home the other day, I found my before photo. You know that one, the dreaded photo you take before a process that you start? Well, I took one before I started using Ovation, and wow, my hair looked awful. It was broken, dry, brittle, damaged, and shine was not something that it had seen in a very long time. Now I see my hair, and it is healthy, strong, it's longer than it was, and it has its shine back. It's almost like it revitalized my hair from start to finish. So from root to tip, my hair looks better than it ever did before I started using Ovation. And you can get the same results. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer. They have a hair care system for everyone, so you're sure to find one right for you. All you have to do is go to ovationhair.com and remember, enter KSFO at checkout so you'll get a special introductory offer.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. Now we have Ambrin. Ambrin is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Call now at 1-800-417-1738. That's 1-800-417-1738.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast. I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need any anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com today.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Two.
While you are all so dedicated and determined, not all commanders are objective. Not every single commander necessarily wants women in the force. Not every single commander believes what a sexual assault is. Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape because they merge all of these crimes
together. No, this is not Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton. In a movie, this is an actual U.S. senator lecturing our military command, whose job, by the way, is to protect us from all of the threats we're facing. Let's not confuse ourselves for a minute. You have radical Islam at war with us. They've been at war with the world for 1,000 years. It didn't start in 1986. 1,000 years they've been trying to take over the world because they follow their book. Their holy book tells them that anyone who isn't them is a subhuman. Either kill them or convert them. 1,000 years it's been going on, so we have a military command structure being called on the carpet by this Lindsay Lohan senator called Kirsten Gillibrand, who uses a wise phrase, a slap on the behind and a rape. She has no idea what the hell she's talking about, in my opinion. All they're trying to do is pull the military down, take the entire command structure and turn it over to a group of radical feminist Khmer Rouge-like individuals so that Obama and his inner circle, Khmer Rouge, can now control the military. Make no mistake about it, that's exactly what happened. Instead of investigating the fiery deaths of 22 Navy SEALs aboard an old helicopter or the penetration of radical Islam into the military, CIA, FBI, and DHS, or why Major Nidal Hassan, the Muslim major, who killed 13 and wounded 35 at Fort Hood, has still not yet been brought to justice. They're talking about imaginary sexual assaults in the military. It's beyond belief. It is incomprehensible that they make up an epidemic that doesn't exist. Christopher in Iowa, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you thank you for what you do. And I'm a vet that's been in the military for 13 years now. And this past weekend, we just had a sexual assault awareness kind of class. And they had told us that 1 in 6 women are sexually assaulted or raped in the military.
Oh, really? That's really quite an epidemic, isn't it? Who came up with the statistics? Someone from NYU? Some shyster lawyer from NYU invented the stats?
I believe it was the Pentagon.
Yeah, oh, the Pentagon. And what does the Pentagon mean? The Pentagon's filled with civilian employees who don't know they're behind from their elbows. What's the Pentagon mean? The larger percentage of idiots in the Pentagon are just low-level bureaucrats or lawyers or, worse yet, political operatives of Obama who are making statistics up in order to push forward the social policy. Thank you for the call. But this is a very, very small story to the average American who tonight is probably obsessed with some goon with a tattoo on his neck who's throwing a basketball around on a field somewhere. They'd rather talk about the goon with the tattoo on the neck than who's pulling the military. What do they care? What do they care? Just go to the fights. Go to the game. Let's go to the game. What's in the movies? What's who's on first? She's back. Hillary's back now. It's unbelievable. Look at the Drudge Report right now. I look at the Drudge Report. Someone lives, someone dies. Michelle Obama meets the hecklers. Listen to me, or I'm leaving. I don't blame her. Actually, she's right. I would have done the same thing. The fatso, Christie, to spend $24 million in tax money on special election to avoid Cory Booker. It's unbelievable to me. You were deceived by Christie? Two all-inspectors in one head. Two all-inspectors with one head. Governor Christie, whatever he is. Is he a governor? I think he's a governor. Yeah, the big hug. The big hug. You heard of the thing, the big gulp? They used to sell soda with the big gulp. This is the big hug. He came to save Obama. Fat and skinny had a race all around the human race. I don't know how to finish the poem. Joseph, WFTL, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, some countries have laws making it mandatory that when a person dies, the family has to give up the body so that the organs can be harvested to another person. Do you agree with that type of law?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Under no circumstance would I donate any of my organs for any reason whatsoever. In fact, I checked my license a long time ago. Do not ever harvest my organs, ever.
Then you really can't complain about Sebelius' attitude, then.
Well, I certainly can complain. It's my body, not her body, that we're asking. Are we asking her to donate a lung? I mean, you're comparing lungs with livers here. You're comparing chopped liver with lungs. What do you mean? I can't complain about Sebelius. Oh, you're telling me I should donate my lungs for the child? Is that what you're saying? Is that the leap in faith that where you'd like to go? You want me to donate my lung to the 10-year-old child? Is that what you're saying? Oh, you gone? Gone with the wind? Went back. Your wife gave you the idea to call the show. Hey, call him up. Call that right-winger and tell him what you think, Manny. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'll tell you what to say, Manny. You're smarter than him. You're smart. You can handle things, Manny. Call him up, Manny. Go ahead, Manny. Call him up. Tell him you ought to donate his lung, Manny. What happened, Manny? Didn't work? Let me tell you something. I played marbles long before you were born. I had kids trying to steal my marbles from me, and they didn't get away with it too often. 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. Yeah, it's a tough job being a talk show host if you really take it seriously. In this business, like in teaching or anything else, either you're devoted or demented. And I like to believe that I give it my all every day, and that's why I'm into this. Otherwise, what's the point? That's all. Give it your all or don't do it at all. It's as simple as that. If you care to call the show, 855-407-282. Comparing apples with lungs is not my forte. No, you know why I won't donate an organ? Does anyone know why? Raise your hands if you know why I will never, ever donate an organ. Maybe if it was a life and death thing for one, someone in my family, I would. But otherwise, I'll tell you why I checked no on my license. I know it's actually considered not compassionate to not donate your eyes, your liver, your lungs. I mean, after all, good liberals all check yes. They want their bodies butchered. See, it's against my religion. That's number one. Let's start with that. That's A. If you remember what religions are, there are other religions aside besides Islam. My religion says, no, you can't have your body butchered. It's as simple as that. That's number one. Number two, I fear the day that if I check that on my license and I'm lying in a comatose state, some greedy, evil doctor in an emergency room could decide to terminate my life just to harvest my organ and sell it. How do you like that? We said, why would that happen? Aren't doctors better than you and I? And we'll read The Doctor and the Devils. It was written about 200 years ago. When people were sent out to knock bums on their head to take their organs. And they were doing that rather than take their bodies for medical experimentation in laboratories because there was a shortage. So there it is. It's as simple as that. No, you can't have my eyes. You can't have my ears. You can't have my liver. I don't live in China yet, where political prisoners are selected for their organs. And then the crime is created to suit the organ, the person with the healthy organ. It's that simple. 855-407. You didn't know that I didn't donate one. You mean other conservatives are all donating their organs? Really? No kidding. I didn't know that. They're all lining up to give away their organs to show how compassionate they are. I'm not. That's all. Mark it down. You heard me tonight. I made it very clear. You're not going to have the opportunity. See, once you say yes, take my organ, let me repeat it so you understand the picture. You've been in an auto accident, and you're laying between life and death. It's just as easy for them to take your nose and squeeze it or shut the oxygen off and then say, all right, code one, take his lungs. Code one, take his liver. Code one, take his kidneys. What do they figure, you know, they could do it. There's big money in organ transplants. They pay a lot for them, you know. Think of what the Bilderbergers would pay for an organ. They probably have them in a freezer somewhere lined up. They could have kids lined up in India ready for when they need organs. They could have a whole village waiting for them, a village full of organs. Yep, I get the picture. You care about any of these issues or not? Did you hear my speech yesterday, Michael Savage, on the danger of Bilderberg? Play clip 20 for them. They may have missed yesterday's show. It's important. The Bilderberg meeting is going on from June 6th through June 9th, 2013, in England. There will be 140 participants in 21 European and North American countries. And you're going to say, well, so what's wrong with that? Now, there's a lot of right-wing hysteria about the Bilderberg meetings. I don't know what it's about. I have a suspicion why they're afraid of the Bilderberg meeting. I guess because it sounds kind of Jewish. They assume that it's a secret Jewish meeting where there's a secret handshake. But if you actually look at the Bilderberg, the list of the Bilderbergs, you see its leaders in basically business and academia. Now, I don't like most of the philosophy of those from academia. They're all leftists. But you'll also notice there are no Russians on the list and no Chinese. Now, this is why China has the strongest economy in the world. Why are they not at the Bilderberg meeting? Now, founded in 1954, what is the Bilderberg meeting? Most of you never heard it. Most of you don't even know what the Bilderberg is. But to the right wing, the word Bilderberg itself provokes the desire to go out and buy hollow point ammunition. It was founded in 1954. It's a conference designed to foster dialogue between Europe and North America, meaning it's the New World Order, meaning it's a dialogue between business leaders and others in Europe and North America to build ties. That's how it started. Unfortunately, it's moved towards usurping our Congress. That's the danger of the Bilderbergs in plain English. The danger of the Bilderberg meeting is not so much the meeting nor the agenda, but it's the fact that they're trying to really set policy without going before Congress. See, now the last statement I made is the most important one, but the nutcases and the anti-Semites on the right have already accused me of being supportive of the Bilderberg meeting. They didn't hear a word I said. They didn't hear a word I said. They didn't listen to the whole thing. And this is the danger. There's a lesson in this for all of you. All of you being pulled by the Pied Pipers on the far right should pay close attention to what I just said. They are as dangerous as the far left who are wrecking this country. It is a very, very difficult place for a true conservative who... You know, when I started in radio in 1994, I was asked by a program director who was afraid of the whole conservative right-wing thing because it was unheard of in the media at that time, the way I did it. No one had ever done what I did in the media before, not even Rush. Rush was rather tepid and liberal compared to me. In fact, my moniker was to the right of Rush and to the left of God. That was my first statement on radio, my first position paper. To the right of Rush, to the left of God. I thought it was very clever. So the program director was a little worried. He didn't know where my philosophy, you know, went. I said, I have a very strong firewall between my conservative beliefs and racism and such and fascism. He said, okay, now I understand. Now, you have to understand that we need that firewall. Just as the firewall of liberalism has been broken down by the radicals under Obama, listen to what I just said. There's nothing wrong with some liberalism. In actual, true liberalism is quite supportive of free speech. Fake liberalism tries to curtail free speech the way the radicals under Obama have been doing on a regular basis. And so we need these firewalls on the left and the right. Pay attention to what I'm saying to you. I'll be right back on Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Hi, this is Ted Cruz. In recent weeks, the IRS has admitted to unlawfully targeting conservative groups and trying to silence the president's critics. This is wrong, a chilling abuse of power. It needs to be fully investigated and those involved must be held accountable. But we also need to make sure it never happens again. It's time to abolish the IRS. We need to get rid of the army of IRS agents trying to police every aspect of our lives. No more discrimination, no more intimidation, and no IRS enforcement of Obamacare. We need a tax code that is simple, fair, and that protects our freedoms. I'm working to lead this effort in the U.S. Senate, and I hope you will join me by calling today.
Join Ted Cruz and help him fight back against the IRS. Please call toll-free 1-800-655-3707 to sign the official petition to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Call 1-800-655-3707 to abolish the IRS. That's 1-800-655-3707. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
This is an important legal alert announcement. Pay attention. If you or someone you know has suffered complications from a metal-on-metal hip replacement, there is a special toll-free hotline set up just for you. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call the National Legal Hip Replacement Hotline, you will get valuable free information that will tell you how you could get significant compensation for your pain and suffering. If you or someone you know has suffered failure of your metal-on-metal hip implant resulting in pain and disability that may have required revision surgery to replace the failed component, this valuable free information is for you. Common symptoms include groin pain, dislocations, instability, and pain associated with loosening of the device. Call today to find out if you could receive monetary compensation. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Act now. Call 1-800-294-2339.
Consumer Attorney Marketing Group is a legal referral service.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
On the next morning show, best-selling author Ed Klein joins us to talk about the relationship between Barack Obama and Hillary. Whistleblower Wednesday, join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
As you all know, I live in the dysfunctional city, which I love so much, called San Francisco, very fondly. I love this city. I love everything about it except the leadership, because there is none. And I love it despite the fact that we have no media presence, with the exception of me. And here's the front page of the San Francisco Chronicle for today. I'm not fooling you. I'm not making it up. Ex-SEALs transgender reveal. Burly soldier, always a man's man, comes out after retiring, may influence policy. See her. It's all about a Navy SEAL who had his schmendra cut off to become a woman, and that's supposed to be the role model now for the future Navy SEALs. It's not about the 20 SEALs sent to their death by somebody in the Pentagon or the Obama White House. in that helicopter. It's not about the Pentagon being penetrated by radical Islam. It's not about Major Nadal Hassan still not brought to justice. No, it's about an ex-SEAL's transgender revealing. That's the importance. That's the important story here in this wonderful city by the bay. You say, well, why do you stay there if you don't like it? Why? Because I love it. And as I said to you many times, they asked Voltaire the same thing as to if he criticizes and ridicules Parisians in his novels. Why doesn't he just leave Paris? And he said, my dear, I would have nothing to write about. So I thank all of you Nancy Pelosi supporters in the San Francisco area for having given me a very lucrative career all these years. These 19 years in radio would not have been possible without the support of you psychos. Ex-Navy SEAL Warrior Princess comes out in new memoir. Not about a Navy SEAL, not about a hero Navy SEAL, but about someone who cut their schmendrick off to walk around, prance around like a woman. Active troops who come out as transgendered risk being categorized as mentally unfit. Categorized? What do you mean categorized? They are mentally unfit. They're lunatics. It doesn't mean you should hurt them. You should have compassion for them, but it doesn't mean that they're not mentally unfit. They are mentally unfit to serve as SEALs, you schmuck. So Kristen Beck waited until retirement to reveal her true female identity. In her new book, blah, 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 talks about the 13 deployments, blah, 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 as a man's man, blah, rode a motorcycle. But underneath his burly beard, Chris had a secret. One is hidden. Over the years, the daughter Chris that she meant to live as a woman. So now she says she's taking off all of her disguises and letting the world know my true identity is a woman. Who, during her military tenure, earned a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Okay, that's very good. And at the end, it said, here's the funny part of the story, crazy part. She said, now that she's had her body mutilated and turned into a woman, she's at peace with herself. To me, that's a definition of a mentally insane person. Why? Let me explain why. Let's say 50% of the Earth's population are male and 50% are female. Are we to believe that every male who has homosexual tendencies or is attracted to other men, who may want to sexually, let's say, be in a female role, is necessarily a female inside a male's body? No, that's absurd. That's insane. Should we now next go to the next step and ask ourselves that once the man cuts off his schmendrick and becomes a woman, he's suddenly at peace? You mean all the 50% of the Earth's population that are women are at peace because they're women? Is there something missing in this translation? He has serenity and peace because he's mutilated his body? This is an example of a mentally unstable individual, in my opinion, who's been brainwashed by the psychiatric establishment and the surgical establishment who make a fortune off this kind of stupidity. And by the way, the money could be better spent in giving 10-year-old children lung transplants than wasting it on such unnecessary elective surgery, in my opinion. But then again, this is not the ordinary a news show that you're normally going to listen to. It's one man's opinion. Admittedly, strong opinions at that. And I do come from another place and another time. So forgive me for not going along with the program here. But I don't buy that he's suddenly at peace with the world for the rest of his life. Do you have any idea how these people suffer after the surgery? Have you any idea how transgendered people who've been talked into this surgery suffer for the rest of their lives after this mutilation? They suffer. They have to take hormones. They have to visit doctors on a regular basis. The upkeep is overwhelmingly expensive. The mutilation is total. You can't go back to being a man. So if a man has these feelings, I say by all means, make the decision if you wish and act on them. You can do anything you want as a man. You don't have to mutilate yourself and become a woman because you have such feelings. This is a rather current or recent phenomenon in social history and in medical history. But I can assure you as I sit here, it will be looked back upon in years to come as one of the greatest injustices and travesties ever done to the human body and to individuals who have been tormented all their life with feelings such as these. Then again, it's one man's opinion. I could ask transgender who are listening to the show to call the show and tell the story of their life. I may do that tomorrow. In fact, I'd like you to tell all your transgendered friends to listen tomorrow. And call the show and tell us if your life is the perfect, serene life that you were told it would be if you mutilated, if you had your body mutilated and you were turned into a woman. Or are you still now the miserable person you were before several years later now? Are you the same miserable person you were before as a man? only now you have the added burden of a mutilated body and you can't go back? Has anyone told that story yet on national radio? Maybe tomorrow or tomorrow or tomorrow when I resume my show about secrets. Well, as I say to you, in this business, either you're devoted or demented. Either you mail it in or you give one from the heart. I hope you know the difference. Another big hour across America, not in all affiliates, certainly. Not on all affiliates. But on many. It's Michael Savage. Be here or be absolutely nowhere. And here's what's on MichaelSavage.com today for June 4th, 2013. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Savage Nation. Should police be allowed to take your DNA anytime you're arrested? I don't think so. Nor did most of the conservatives who know it's a violation of your constitutional rights. Are you tired of the scandal talk? What actions do you think will actually come about as a result of any of it? What bothers you most today? What is your pebble in the shoe? Obamacare? Global warming? IRS? The price of meat? Gas prices? Or do you feel that the media and the general public are finally opening up and are aware of the tyranny of Barack Hussein Obama? Or is this just going to be business as usual, swept under the rug? Well, here's the top right story on MichaelSavage.com. Kerry claims Israel's failure to make peace fuels terrorism worldwide. That's the left's view of the world and has been for 50 years. What they fail to acknowledge is that Muslims have been at war with everyone for over 1,000 years. But Kerry is using Israel as a scapegoat. That doesn't explain the Muslims killing non-Muslims in the Philippines, does it, John? Or Mr. Ketchup? Does it explain Muslims killing Russians, Mr. Ketchup? Mr. Ketchup, does it explain Muslims killing Hindus, Mr. Ketchup? Why, of course not. But this is what happens when a left-wing government takes over in the United States of America. Everything is seen through the lens of radical leftist academic lunacy, including the next story on MichaelSavage.com. West Point rugby team benched over emails deemed derogatory to women. They're trying to destroy the military and the sporting teams in this country. Part of an epidemic of black mob violence includes a knockout game where a victim's eye is being kicked out of its socket. Well, I guess that you have to understand that the kids who are doing it are just kids. They're having fun. Your kid may kick a soccer ball. These kids kick eyes out of sockets. Different strokes for different folks. Accused London jihadist kisses a Quran in the court. Okay, I'll let that go as itself. The cheapest Obamacare plan will be $20,000 per family. Morons. Especially you young idiots who were taken in by the Pied Piper of the corrupt. You young voters for Obama are going to pay the care for everybody in this country, mainly the illegal aliens. Kerry says the U.S. will sign the U.N. arms treaty despite strong opposition from lawmakers and the military itself. Newly released emails show EPA directors' extensive use of fake emails. Can you believe the government we have? A bunch of criminal, corrupt Stalinists in jail, all of them. Out, all of them. Former Reagan senior NSA official praised my great novel, A Time for War. Michael Savage asks, what stands between us and what happened in London? Guns, guns, and guns. Let's go to the bottom of MichaelSavage.com. Police dog bids farewell to fallen partner. The canine officer placed a paw on the casket at the funeral service. Read the story and understand why man is dog's best friend and why dog is man's best friend. Today, Obama's Khmer Rouge, his radical feminists, and fellow travelers try to take over the United States military through the back door by focusing on so-called sexual assaults in the military, which they've created into a false epidemic. This started with the fish, the head of the fish. As you well know, a fish rots from the head down. And the left-wing government that is running this country off the rails, whether you know it or not, you may think you have them on the ropes with the IRS and the reporter thing. I told you they had bigger fish to fry. I told you they would do things you wouldn't even believe they would do. You think they've stopped? You think you got Obama on the ropes? You have no idea who you're dealing with. Marx and Lenin would be less to fear than Obama and Axelrod. Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin would be less to fear than Obama and Axelrod. You have no idea what is going on in your own country. They spend all day on this fraudulent sexual assault business, on an epidemic that is made up from the bottom up. A guy could say, honey, you're cute. That's called a sexual assault. A guy could ask a female out. That's considered sexual assault if she wants to bring a man down. I know what's going on. Instead of talking about Major Nidal Hassan, the Muslim fanatic who killed 13 and wounded 30 or so at Fort Hood, his case has not yet been brought to trial. They've let him delay the trial, one delay after another. Instead of investigating the fiery deaths of 20 Navy SEALs who were sent to their deaths aboard an old helicopter, instead of investigating the penetration of radical Islam into the military, the CIA, the FBI, and DHS, our military chiefs were grilled by a group of Khmer Rouge radical feminists today on so-called sexual assault cases in an attempt to usurp and take the military away from the military. It's beyond comprehension. I've never seen anything like this. KSFO, Vince, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I was in the military about 25 years ago, and I was labeled as a troublemaker because when I had to sit through the briefings about affirmative action, which was followed up by equal opportunity, I was confused as hell, and I would ask the question, how can you have... you can't have both of them together, right? You either have affirmative action or you have equal opportunity.
That's right. With affirmative action means some animals are more equal than others. That's what affirmative action means. In other words, if you're not a Christian, heterosexual, white male, you are definitely going to move ahead faster. Okay, but you're saying you were called a troublemaker for daring to question affirmative action in the military 25 years ago?
Well, yeah.
All right, got it. Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, and it's not the club of growth. It's the club of the Khmer Rouge. If you get a comment on the military assault by Obama's Khmer Rouge, his radical feminist Khmer Rouge, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, and then we have the death panel story. Sebelius says, no lungs for the little girl, age 10. Some will live and some will die. Play Sebelius if you got that ready to go.
Well, I would suggest, sir, that...
I would suggest,
again,
sir,
this is a...
Yeah, Miss Breezy.
...incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
Where did all these hard women come from? Where did all these mean, lack of compassion, miserable human beings come from? Whether it's the head of DHS or HHS, where did these miserable, mean, inhuman women come from? Where'd they come from? Mike on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
No, Mike. I have to say, I think if you're trying to find an example of the death panels, the idea of Sebelius' comments are probably not your best option. And I'd ask all your listeners to put themselves in the following position. You've got a limited supply of organs. You only have a limited number of lungs. And you have the difficult and, as Sebelius said, agonizing decision of trying to come up with the decision of if there's one lung and 10 people who want it, who gets it. And it's heartbreaking to think there's an 11-year-old who needs it. There's also a 15-year-old who needs it, a 20-year-old needs it, a 30-year-old who needs it, all of which I think we would be very sad if they didn't get the lung. So someone has to make a decision, and they found that people who are under 12 years old are less likely to be able to survive the surgery, less likely to be able to survive the medication. And so they say, well, if we have this lung, let's give it to someone who has the best chance of surviving with it.
Okay, it makes medical sense, but it doesn't make human sense. That's the problem.
What?
I'm aware of what... By the way, I agree with everything you just said. The survival rate of a child with a transplanted lung is quite low. And my guess is, though, I'll put it to you this way, Mike, what if we had a Muslim in Guantanamo who needed a lung? Do you think that they would bend the rules for the Muslim interned at Guantanamo to make certain that we're seen well in the Islamic world?
Why are you changing the subject? Why can't you...
Well, I just asked you. You're telling me that this system never bends the rules and bypasses the rules for special cases?
Tragically, every case that needs a lung transplant is special. That's why they have very strict rules.
No, I understand that. But what if we had a Muslim terrorist on Guantanamo who needed a liver transplant? Wouldn't they put him at the top of the list to show how compassionate we are? You know they would. And you also know that they've bent the rules before And they could have bent the rules again for this child. And they won't bend the rules because they're showing us what's coming under the radical socialist Obamacare that's coming.
No, they're not bending the rules because they don't want a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old who has a chance of a much higher chance of surviving to die just because.
Then why have we read of cases where people incarcerated for life or rape or whatever were given liver transplants? How does that figure? Why should they be put on the list at all?
What case? You're making up cases now.
No, I'm not making up cases, doctor. I mean, I'm an epidemiologist by training, and I read the literature quite readily, which you ought to do once in a while to get away from your busy practice. Because if you look into the epidemiological literature, you'll find out that livers have been given to people on life in prison.
They have.
My point is rules. Is that the rules have been bent before on transplants. Why would they not bend the rules in this case? Is the question.
I don't think they've ever bent the rules. Do you have any examples where they've bent the rules?
Well,
no.
All you've got to do is do a quick Medline search, and you'll find the answer. Do a Medline search. Prisoners and transplants. You'll get your answer, Doc. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Guys, it's a known fact. As you get older, your testosterone levels can drop. For thousands of men, a supplement called Ageless Male has been the answer to boosting free testosterone levels, energy, and libido so they feel more like the guys they used to be. Listen to these real stories.
After taking Ageless Male, I actually feel younger and feel much stronger and more able to actually take on things in my daily life.
I think Ageless Male is a fantastic product. I noticed within weeks I was lifting more weight. I could put more weight on the machines.
Ageless Male has made my life a little better and my love life even more.
I know inside in my mind I feel like I'm 18.
You can try Ageless Male absolutely risk-free to help boost your free testosterone levels and experience great workouts, energy, and more libido. For details, call 1-800-471-7570. That's 1-800-471-7570. Call 1-800-471-7570.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California license number 075-8212.
Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar luncheon. The first is going to be Tuesday, June 18th in Belmont, or again on Thursday, June 20th in Brentwood, both at noon. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do? I think about this stuff, and I know you do as well. Let's talk about it. Tuesday, June 18th at Vivace Restaurant in Belmont, or Thursday, June 20th at the Nines in Brentwood, both at noon for lunch. No cost, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or online, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Obama and his radical feminist Khmer Rouge. His radical feminist Khmer Rouge today tried to usurp the United States military command structure and literally steal the military away from the military. And this is one of the most depressing stories I've ever covered. You have girls who have never been in the military. You can hear Kirsten Gillibrand's voice. You can hear that of just an overgrown 17-year-old child, a college girl, telling the commanders of our military at a time when radical Islam is at our door that they should pay more time and more attention to so-called sexual assaults in the military, which are invented in most cases. Because a sexual assault, according to the radical feminists, can be as simple as, honey, you're cute. And they're spending more time on this garbage than on one, prosecuting Muslim Major Nidal Hassan, who killed 13 and wounded 32 at Fort Hood. Two, investigating the fiery deaths of 20 Navy SEALs aboard an old helicopter. Who put them on the helicopter? Three, the penetration of radical Islam into the military, into the CIA, into the FBI, and into DHS. There was a hearing today on removing commanders from the chain of command so that radical feminists can take over the military. It's unbelievable to me. We all knew this would happen. First they scream, let us in. We just want to be with the men. The next thing you know, they're telling us that the men are handling them in an inappropriate manner. The next thing we hear is that they're raping them by looking at them the wrong way or being actual men. It's getting sickening. But this is what happens in a country when a radical communist military takes over. When a radical communist regime, rather, takes over the country. And make no mistake about it, I don't care whether you call them a Democrat, a progressive, a socialist. It really doesn't make any difference to me. Right now, the United States is on a downward spiral in every sphere of operation. Every sphere of government is under assault by the radical academic left that is trying to take over the military right now. You can call it deconstruction. You can call it anything you'd like. But I watch those hearings with disgust. Now, I'm not a big fan of General Dempsey. I think he's a classic politician. I think he would sell his troops down the river to advance his own career in a heartbeat, and I've seen him do it, in my opinion. I have no faith in any of the military command structure at all anymore. Not after the deaths of 20 Navy SEALs with no investigation and no outcry, which I covered in detail, in fiction, in my novel, A Time for War. And I'm not selling you a book. I'm selling you on a truth that must result in a major hearing. But instead of a hearing today on who put those Navy SEALs on that helicopter, we saw military chiefs grilled on so-called sexual assault. Instead of seeing the military chiefs grilled on the penetration of radical Islam into the military, into the CIA, into the FBI, into DHS, I hear about this garbage, which is coming from the top down. Make no mistake about it. This is coming from Radical-in-Chief himself, the trickster at the top of the food chain. And he's using his Khmer Rouge, his radical femmes, to try to take over the military with these claims. I have no question for you. We can move on. I just wanted to tell you what is going on in the world in the Savage Nation, in your Savage or One Savage Nation, what's going on. We then had McCain taking the side of the radical femmes. McCain, of course, is a sad man. McCain is a man who looks like he suffers from the Stockholm syndrome and has for his entire life. He took the side of those trying to usurp the military. Listen to clip 23.
Obviously, we are here today to determine how the Department of Defense can most effectively reduce instances of sexual assault and ensure that offenders are held accountable. Our witnesses have characterized the problem as a crisis and a cancer.
Oh, yeah,
the
right.
Is a very
oh, yeah, it's a bigger cancer than radical Islam. Yeah, it's a bigger cancer than the night, imams preaching to your boys.
To and said her daughter wanted to join.
Oh, turn him off. This doddering old fool get us all killed. This doddering old moron just went to Syria and was posing with Al-Qaeda. This doddering old moron, this warmongering fool. Your military is under assault by the radicals under Obama. I warned you what Axelrod and Obama were likely to do, which is to go after some bigger fish. And you thought you had Obama on the ropes. You have no idea. They will not be happy till I decimate every aspect of this country. Did you see my website yet today? MichaelSavage.com. Go to the website. You'll see something you're not going to see in any other newspaper, any other publication. It's a picture of the Muslim who hacked a 20-year-old boy, a drummer in the UK, to death in the street with a cohort just last week or a week before. Took out a machete, hacked a boy to death, a 20-year-old kid to death, ripped him to shreds, cut him apart, broke him apart in the streets, and then chanted Allahu Akbar, whatever. The cops come with guns 20 minutes later, and they shoot him, but they don't kill him. They're that good. They're sharpshooters. And this piece of trash is kept alive to go to court. And unlike in America, he goes to court not 10 years from now, where he gets a liberal lawyer from NYU or Princeton to delay it as long as he can. He goes to court. Do you know what he did in court, the Muslim hatchet murderer? He picked up a Quran and kissed it in the courtroom. In other words, he spit in the faces of those, the families and all of England. He spit in England's face. And then he smiled and blew kisses to the audience. This is the world we're living in. This is the world, the decayed, degenerate, broken, liberal world that we live
Join
in.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Look, guys, prostate problems are no laughing matter. The facts are, the older you get, the more likely you will have prostate problems. It can affect sleep and intimacy. So if you're waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then do something about it. The prostate formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for over 15 years. This comprehensive, all-natural formula captures the natural protective compounds in clinically studied ingredients that are known to help maintain a healthy prostate. For a limited time, listeners will receive a special offer by going to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores, supercenters, and leading retailers nationwide. Just look for the blue and white box. Remember, visit prostateformula.com for the all-natural way to support prostate health and find the younger, healthier you.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO. Officials say FBI agents today served search warrants at the Capitol office of State Senator Ron Calderon and another location this afternoon. The FBI says the searches were both related to the same investigation but would not offer any details beyond that. The wife of a Chinese-American businessman held in China for nearly 5 years after he became involved in a business dispute says her husband has returned home to California. Hugh Zhang
arrived from China last night and is back at the family's Rancho Palo Verdes home. It's unclear why the Chinese government suddenly allowed him to leave. Taking a look at traffic, we've got a crash being reported in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Eastbound Highway 9 at Skyline Boulevard. Look out for some delays. Westbound 580 at 205 out near Tracy. Crash with injuries involved. And in San Jose, southbound 101 Capitol Expressway. Crash in the center divide. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
There's a reason you see the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your pediatrician's office. There's a reason doctors and nurses use it both at work and at home. That reason is because the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives fast, accurate readings with just a gentle forehead scan. Backed by more than 40 published medical studies, it gives you the peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. So there's no reason you shouldn't have one in your home. Pick one up today at Target and other fine retailers.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. 8035.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
On the next morning show, best-selling author Ed Klein joins us to talk about the relationship between Barack Obama and Hillary. Whistleblower Wednesday. Join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Remember the story of just a few weeks ago of the Muslims who chopped up a British soldier in the streets? A soldier walking in an undershirt, no uniform, no gun. Cut him to ribbons like a piece of meat. You've forgotten that, right? You've moved on to bigger stories like who won the last ball game, or what the first lady had for breakfast, or where she's flying to on the government dime. Joining us now is James Dellingpole, columnist for thetelegraph.uk, www.bogpaper.com, the author of Watermelons, How the Environmentalists Are Killing the Planet. Mr. Dellingpole, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Is the media in England still covering this butchering by the Muslims in the streets?
I think one of the fascinating things about the drummer Lee Rigby case is that it has to be one of the most horrifying crimes ever committed in Britain. A man was hacked to death, almost to the point of having his head cut off, in full view of passers-by on a sunny afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon, outside of school. And the killers then hung around for 10 or 20 minutes with their bloodied meat cleavers, so this man's blood, brandishing these cleavers at passers-by and haranguing them and asking them to be photographed, asking them to interview them for videos and boasting about their crime. And what is amazing, I think, is that although people were shocked and horrified, the story seems to have moved on. It's one of the characteristic responses, I think, to these Islamist atrocities. You get this moment of massive public outrage, intense feeling, but then it sort of blows over because everyone is determined to move on, not to let it ruin their lives. Everyone is more determined to stop tension, religious tension breaking out. And I'm not sure whether this is altogether healthy, because I think what it does is it enables us to sweep these matters under the carpet, and I think we should be addressing them.
Is the British media making excuses for the Muslims? Is anyone writing it like it is?
This is one of the other things that shocked me about it. I would say that there were maybe three or four journalists who got it, who said, look, political Islamism is a real threat, and it's no good just trying to react in the way the media always reacts, which is to say, this is not about Islam, we must stand together and it's all these pieties that get uttered. We had David Cameron, our Prime Minister, saying this has nothing to do with Islam. Well, actually, that's not strictly true. As far as the killers were concerned, it is very much to do with Islam. And also, if David Cameron's such an expert on Islam, what does he say about the line in the Quran which says, slay the infidels wherever you may find them? That seems to me a pretty provocative remark, and that comes from the Islamic holy book. Now, I think what is certain is that there are two types of Muslim in the world. There are those who take these statements literally, and the vast peace-loving majority who take these statements figuratively. But to try and pretend there is not a certain strain within Islam which tends towards war and violence is dishonest. And to go back to your question about the media, a lot of people in the media in Britain, as in the US, I think, after the Boston bombing, for example, a lot of people are acting as the useful idiots of these political extremists, because they're almost apologizing for their behavior. They're trying to make excuses for the killers. Let's remember who the real victim was here. The real victim was a British soldier, father of a one-year-old child, who was walking about the streets and suddenly got brutally murdered. The victims of this case are not Muslims. In fact, generally in Britain, as in America, after these incidents, people bend over backwards not to overreact, not to be unkind to Muslims, because we recognize that this is not about general Muslims. This is about a few, a small minority, but nevertheless a significant minority.
How has the British public responded? What is the general feeling of the people?
Well, it's very, very interesting. There is the reaction you see described in the media, which is that people are determined not to apportion blame, not to blame the majority of Muslims, etc. All the pieties that come out. But I think behind the scenes, people are frustrated and angry. And they're frustrated and angry not so much with the Muslim community per se. They're much more angry and frustrated with the response, the feeble response and the denialism of the authorities. It's already becoming clear that the British government is not going to dramatically change its policies as a result of this terrible crime, and the result is that in a few weeks or months or years we're going to get more atrocities like this, because people are not, our political class are not addressing the issue. And you can see this frustration welling up, for example, in the quiet support that people are giving to organizations like the EDL, the English Defense League, which is a sort of fascistic organization, mainly young, angry, shaven-headed white people. But you can understand their rage and frustration. You can understand why they go and parade in the streets and have demonstrations against the aggressive, nasty Islamists, because they feel that here is a group of effectively terrorists who are being allowed to behave with impunity. You know, you had the case of these young sort of Osama bin Laden lookalikes, you know, with their beards and so on. They chanted insults at homecoming British troops from Afghanistan. And people would say, well, hang on a second, if it were any other group other than extremist Muslims doing this, they would be arrested straight away for hate crimes. How come they are allowed to get away with it?
We saw one of the Muslim butchers kiss the Quran in court. What was the reaction to that?
Well, I think people, again, are pretty appalled that these men's behavior. You had both killers, as you probably know, were shot by the police, and one of them has just recovered from his wounds sufficiently to face trial. And he insulted the judge. He refused to stand when the magistrate entered the court. He said that he wanted to be called Mujahid Abu Hamza. I mean, his real name is Michael Adebalajo. He's originally Nigerian. He's a Muslim convert, but he wanted to be called by his glamorous freedom fighter's name, I suppose. And he insulted various people. He from the dock. He made gestures. He pointed at the sky. He kissed the Quran. Very, very provocative and clearly showing no sign whatsoever of repentance for his terrible crime.
Has the British government or police made any changes since this butchering?
No, they haven't made any changes, and I don't believe they are going to make any changes. They came up with the usual pieties, we are going to stand together, and so on and so forth. But actually, they are not addressing the root causes of the crime. For example, we are tremendously handicapped by the European Convention on Human Rights, which prevents us from deporting the terrorists within our midst. For example, we have here a man you may have heard of called Abu Qatada, who is a senior al-Qaeda cleric, one of the inspirations, they say, for crimes like 9/11. This man came to Britain illegally 20 years ago on a false passport. He's wanted for terrorism charges in Jordan, and we are not allowed to deport him, apparently because his human rights might be jeopardized were he to be returned to Jordan. And there are lots of people like this. We have lots of hate preachers who seem to get away with this with impunity. And we even have people within our government, for example, a woman called Baroness Varsi, who is, he's got some ludicrous title like, oh yes, Minister for Faith and Communities. Now she seems to give encouragement on occasions to some of these Islamist groups. For example, there's something called the Federation of Student Islamic Societies, FOSIS. Now, this, as you can imagine, at our universities, these Islamist societies are a serious recruiting ground for young terrorists. Indeed, there was a bomber arrested in America, was the president of his, the Detroit bomber, Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalab. He was president of the Islamic Society of the University of London before he turned to terror. Now, I don't think that government ministers should be giving support to organizations which encourage young men like this, and yet this is exactly what this minister, Baroness Varsi, has been doing. So our government is sending out mixed messages to terrorists. On the one hand, we're saying we will not tolerate this nonsense, and on the other hand, they are guilty of what I would call appeasement.
Okay, James, you're a bright guy. What can be done? What do you think will be done? And what is going to happen in England, or is it too far gone?
I don't believe for a second we have the will to make it happen. Our political class are incredibly remote. They don't seem to understand the feelings of the people they represent. We are, of course, hamstrung by our relationship with the European Union. But if we wanted to make a difference, we should start deporting our illegal aliens. We should be locking up the radicals. We should be aiming to win this fight rather than aiming for a score draw.
Where can we read more?
Well, you can read my website, which is jamesdellingpole.com. That's James, DELINGPOLE.com. You can also read me at BogPaper. That's BogPaper, BogPaper.com. And you can read me at the Daily Telegraph.
James Dellingpole, thanks again for being on the Savage Nation.
Thanks a lot.
Terrible story. Terrible story. Forgotten already. I'm Michael Savage, author of the great novel, A Time for War, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It sounds to me like the IRS, the federal government, and the White House all need to be vetted. They lie about Benghazi. They lie about the anti-Tea Party IRS probe. They lie about Fast and Furious. They lie about snooping on reporters. All we get from political leaders today are lies, lies, and more lies. And yet we're told to believe them about the true state of the economy, the banks, and the dollar. You're going to trust them to fix the budget? You're going to trust that your pension is secure? You're going to trust there'll be no major increases in your cost of living? Don't you believe it. That is until they officially deny it. Listeners, today you need to hear the savage simple truth from a man America trusts, Craig Smith of Swiss America. Simple truth is based on facts, not spin. Don't buy their lies. Get my new Simple Truth CD. Call 800-289-2646 now. 800-289-2646. Why? When it comes to something as vital to your future as your money, you better trust the simple truth. Get the free CD at 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Hi, everybody. It's Melanie Morgan. You know, I just got back from Alaska on a cruise, and I have to tell you, the mattress that we were sleeping on was pretty sweet, but nothing compared to my beauty rest that I got from Sleep Train Mattress Centers recently. If you would like to get a new mattress, then get on board the Sleep Train during Sleep Train's Interest Free for Three event. Pay no interest at all for 3 years on Beauty Rest Black, Stearns & Foster, Serta Eye Comfort, and even Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. Plus, you can get free delivery, free setup, free removal of your old mattress, and Sleep Train's 100-day low-price guarantee. The Interest Free for Three event is ending soon, so if you've been dreaming of a new mattress and over 1,000 peaceful nights with no interest payments, so what are you waiting for? Get started getting a great night's sleep tonight with no interest payments for 3 full years and no money down. For complete finance information and the store nearest you, call 800-378-BEDS. And remember, Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're an executive looking to make a change in your career, you know that it takes commitment, focus, and a healthy dose of inspiration. In other words, change doesn't come easy. But if you're up for it, we're up for it. Pursue your executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management. And from day one, you'll see how we do things differently. We offer a unique 19-month program where classes meet once every 3 weeks to fit your schedule at our Santa Clara graduate campus. And because the real world is often the best classroom, we offer students a chance to do a live case study on their own company. No, change doesn't come easy, but when it does, it can change everything. With our 20-year history, the Executive MBA at Pepperdine's Graziadio School of Business and Management could be just the change you're looking for. To learn more, visit bschool.pepperdine.edu or call 800-766-5062.
On the next morning show, best-selling author Ed Klein joins us to talk about the relationship between Barack Obama and Hillary. Whistleblower Wednesday, join me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
While you are all so dedicated and determined, not all commanders are objective. Not every single commander necessarily wants women in the force. Not every commander believes what assault is. Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape. Because they merge all of these crimes together.
This is a U.S. senator. It sounds like a college chick in a dorm. But unfortunately and sadly, this is the state of our Congress today. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was the leader of a campaign to usurp the chiefs of the U.S. military, take away their command structure, and turn it over to a group of Khmer Rouge under Barack Obama. I told you that, you see, you're focused on the IRS and the harassment of the reporters, which is a good thing. I warned you what Axelrod and Obama were likely to do, which is to go after some bigger fish. And you thought you had Obama on the ropes. You have no idea. They will not be happy till I decimate every aspect of this country. And now, no, that was not a little girl in the neighborhood trying to stand up and sound like a big girl. That, unfortunately, was a United States Senator, Catherine Gillibrand, full of righteous indignation over an alleged epidemic of sexual assaults in the military. Now, if I modify definitions, I can make anything into anything. So if you a sexual assault can be, hey, hon, how about a dinner? Hey, hon, you're cute. Hey, hon, I like your lipstick. And if the girl says, you know what, I didn't want that said to me, that's a sexual assault. This is all part of the plan of the radical left to gain control of the military through the false canard of sexual assault. Of course, rapes are disgusting, and of course, rape should be punished, in my opinion, by death. Real rape should be punished by castration or incarceration for life. I said real rape, not fake rape, not invented rape, not imaginary rape, not fake date rape, not the morning after rape. I mean real rape. But you know what's going on. It's been used now for how many years now? Since Penelope came along. So that's what they're wasting their time with, Senator Gillibrand. She wants to take over the military now. So that's one topic. The other is that poor child who is online for a lung, and they don't want to give it to her because they say that there are people ahead of the 10-year-old on the line, and adults have a higher chance of survival with a lung transplant, so they want to save it for a kid 15 or an adult. But that's not the whole story. The whole story is that we warned you, we on the right wing, we evil right-wingers, while you were saluting Commandante Obama with his socialist medicine, socialized medicine, as Commandante Obama and his consigliere Nancy Pelosi were pushing you into socialized medicine, we were warning you there'd be death panels, and we were mocked, we were laughed at, and now you see the death panel. Here's, again, Health and Human Services Secretary in one of the most chilling comments I've ever heard of bureaucrats. I mean, of course they're all mean and tough. We understand that. They're all mean and heartless. That's why they're bureaucrats. Normal people wouldn't go into the government to begin with. They're not like you and I. Bureaucrats are not like you and I. Basically, they're heartless, careerists. Listen to HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius when she's pressed on this transplant.
Well, I would suggest, sir, that, again, this is an incredibly agonizing situation where someone lives and someone dies.
Based on their age.
Yeah, someone lives and someone dies. Take a walk, will you? Take a walk. If it was one of my friends, I guarantee you she'd be put at the top of the list. I guarantee if it was one of her friends, they would jump the list. Now listen to clip four when Representative Lou Barletta puts that monster Sebelius in her place. Listen.
Sarah's case is different. Doctors have said that she could survive with an adult lung. It can be modified to save her life. Why wouldn't we do it? Why we do so much bull crap around this place, and we have the chance to save someone's life, and because of some kind of... there's no logic to this.
40 people in your home state
but she would be
are waiting on...
But she would be
first. Sir,
first.
There are 40 people in the highest acuity list waiting for a
but
lung
Sarah,
in Pennsylvania.
At the top of that list.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen to the next thing in clip five of Sarah's mother talking with the media in clip five.
She says, oh, I'm so sorry. I know this isn't what you wanted to hear. It is in her legal authority. We're going to let a kid die over red tape. Somebody needs to stand up and say this isn't right. This is a human issue. This isn't politics. This is a human issue.
You can't say it's a human issue to Catherine Sebelius. You're dealing with a cyborg, not a human being, in my estimation. These are the people who would have been very comfortable following orders. I was just following orders. Listen to clip six now.
Tugs at my heart. It's not a perfect system. There is no perfect system. It's the best we can do right now. If I change the system to give Sarah an advantage, there's another patient, very likely an adolescent, who then gets a disadvantage.
Right, doctor. You're very good. And did you take a course in ethics when you went to Harvard Medical School, Dr. Sweet? I'm sure you took a course in medical ethics taught by some other monster, another killer, another child killer. You ever see who teaches medical ethics now in the medical schools? The sickest people in America are teaching medical ethics. They may as well teach legal ethics to lawyers, this type. Listen, I understand this quite well, probably more well than you can imagine. And I'm not going to go into personally why. I'm not going to pull at your heartstrings with the story of my silent brother. It's in one of my I write many books. Should I be apologetic now about my books? Should I explain that I'm apologetic because I refer to books that I've written? Now, I'm very proud of all of my books. My Silent Brother is a story in my family stories from last Christmas called Train Tracks. So I understand what's at stake with limited amounts of resources, limited amounts of organs. But I also know that the rules are bent. And I also know that prisoners have been given liver transplants. And I mean people incarcerated for life who've committed some of the most horrible crimes. And I also know that we spend millions of dollars a year on sex change surgery in prisons. Did you know that? Millions of dollars a year on so-called sex change surgery to placate the psychotic, a man who thinks he was born a woman. To me, it's pure psychosis. Or a woman thinks she was born a man and needs a man's body. Psychosis! I don't care that the doctors go along with it. The doctors are bigger nuts than the patients are. That's one man's opinion. I don't care whether it's in the DSM or not. Half these doctors belong in a nut house.
Savage.